helping others experience a personal restoration. President Ezra Taft Benson said, "The Lord works from the inside out. The world works from the outside in. The world would mold men by changing their environment. Christ changes men, who then change their environment. The world would shape human behavior, but Christ can change human nature." Close quote. Thus, the process by which people are converted involves a particular sequence of events. When babies are born, they immediately begin to form a sense of their own identity through their relationships with parents and other loved ones. That's like the first event. And if children don't bond with their parents in their early years, it's far more difficult for the parents to reach them later on, because the children haven't developed a sense of their own worth. Thus, we should often communicate with our children in ways that basically tell them, "You can succeed. You're a capable person. Ignore the social mirror, because you are a celestial candidate." And then we should treat them accordingly until they deeply believe these things. The key in building a celestial family is how you treat the one who tests you the most. If you can show unconditional love to that one, the other children really know that they are unconditionally loved as well. Even in our primary classes, we usually teach little children that Christ is their friend and their model before we teach them that He is their Savior. We teach them about Heavenly Father and Jesus, and we build a loving relationship with them. It is critically important that people grow up in an atmosphere of being affirmed as God's own children, not as His creations, but as spirit children who are literally one generation away from our eternal Father. As missionaries, we do the same thing in working with investigators. We don't go in and immediately try to get them into the church. We don't even teach them about Christ at the very beginning. Before we do anything else, we treat them as if they were Christ. We love them and their children even more than they do, because we know who they really are. That's what charity is, the pure love of Christ, which is the Father's love. In a sense, we see them as a father would see them, and this love enables us to be strong with them and to help them discipline themselves to live the standards of the gospel and prepare for the ordinance of baptism. Whenever we're trying to bring people closer to the Savior, we must be as Christ-like as possible. Before we can help them accept Christ as their model, we must first be models ourselves and build strong relationships with them. We must reflect the Savior's love for them. If we're conditional in our love and we're essentially manipulating people in order to rush them into the gospel or the church, we've violated the sequence. We can't even teach them about the atonement until they feel our love and a true sense of worth in their relationship with us. They have to feel that very deeply. Otherwise, they may perceive that we view them as statistics, and that is devastating to people. The personal restoration is a process, and it must unfold in the way the Lord has established. But it takes tremendous patience and self-restraint not to rush in too soon with our gospel answers. These answers may be true, but we can hurt and condemn people by giving them truth before they are ready for it. We must let the Spirit guide us, and we must be very patient. This process can sometimes take years. It's like planting a certain species of a Chinese bamboo tree. We see nothing for 4 years except a little shoot, because all of the growth is underground. But if we diligently nurture the plant during those first 4 years, in the fifth year, it will grow up to 80 feet high. Likewise, by patiently following the restoration pattern as we lead people to the Savior, we are helping them sink deep roots that will eventually drive them to grow, quote, "under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ," unquote.